Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 189. How every loaf of bread is stamped with the cross of Christ. A wise writer has said that every loaf of bread is stamped with the cross of Christ. But how? What does this mean? The answers are found in the following Bible verses. By his sacrifice, Christ gives life to the world. He has given his flesh for the life of the world. He is already the Savior of all men. His name is the Savior of the world. He has died for every person's sin, paid the full penalty because the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He has tasted death for everyone, not the sleep that we humans call death, but the real thing, the second death. As our second Adam, Christ has taken the place of the first Adam. The entire human race was in him when he sinned in Eden. Now because Christ has taken his place as our second Adam, the entire human race is in him in the same legal, or corporate sense. He has reversed the condemnation that came upon all men in Adam, and God has given us instead a verdict of acquittal in Christ. Therefore, the only reason any soul can be lost at last is his or her refusal to believe the good news. If Christ had not become the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, the entire human race would have perished in Eden. The human race lives because of him. The sun shines, the rain falls, because of him. We are all infinitely and eternally in debt to him, whether or not we know it and whether or not we believe it. By his stripes we are healed. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only but also for the whole world. When Christ was on his cross, God imputed the world's trespasses unto him, not just of a few. The conclusion, John 6, verses 51-53, applies both to our present physical life as well as to our spiritual life. No one can excuse himself from the obligation to yield all to Christ, for he has purchased all. Thus his cross is stamped on every loaf of bread, and every meal becomes a sacrament, by faith. The believer eats and drinks to God's glory.